looking forward to the rocket ride. We're looking for somebody to light the match.
I'm hoping to be on the shuttle.
You want to be on?
I'd rather be on the shuttle.
You want to pick me up or you want to go?
Yeah, no, we'll swing by. We'll swing by and pick you up on the way north.
Brewers 360 sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. And Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, our guest here this morning. So who's going? So Uke is going up in the Artemis 1, is that it? He's in that, and then you're picking him up in some sort of separate vehicle?
Well, I think he's going to be sitting in first class, and then maybe I'll be, like, in the fuselage of the rocket or something. I don't know. I'm just really impressed that I came up with fuselage this early in the morning.
Triple word score.
Thanks. I appreciate that. No, so what's funny is that General Dan Carblew, who's a Wisconsin guy, helps out with Space Force and all that group. He was up in the booth last night, and it was really fun to talk with him. And he's all in. He wants to get Uke up in a rocket, and send, I don't know where he's going to go, or at least maybe just tour the rocket facility down in Houston. But he's all in. He's the open invitation to the broadcast group.
Well, somebody put William Shatner up. I can't remember. Was that SpaceX or somebody else? It might have been Virgin Atlantic or one of those guys.
One of those.
Somebody put Shatner up.
Sounds like a Richard Branson thing to do.
Yeah, one of Uke's contemporaries, if you will.
Yeah, that sounds like a Branson move. That's 1,000% a Branson move.
Well, Jeff, speaking of rocket launches.
Outstanding segue.
Yeah, I'm a pro. Aaron Judge, he's coming to AmFam Field chasing some history this weekend. How excited are you to watch that? Even though he's on an opposing team, the Yankees coming to town is always cool, but the fact that we've got baseball history to watch in our town this weekend is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think I'm excited to see Judge. He's a huge human being, which is fun. So I'm really looking forward to watching him take batting practice and seeing where he can hit some balls at American Family Field. He's never been to the ballpark before, and Brewers saw him in 2017, but it was in Yankee Stadium. Yankees haven't been to Milwaukee since 2014. So I'm looking forward to seeing him take batting practice. Hopefully he doesn't hit any home runs, and then goes on next week and hits like a million. So, again, I think if I'm a fan, I want to come watch BP no matter what so I can see what he can do and just see where the ball ends up after he hits it.
Jeff, what's your favorite piece of baseball history that you've witnessed live? Something in that vein of chasing a home run record or a no-hitter or something like that?
Man, no-hitters are really fun, and I've only had a chance to call a couple of them. Only one for the Brewers, which is great. I'll never forget watching. I was actually calling a baseball game at the same time that Barry Bonds hit 756, and I kind of pulled like a Kevin Harlan where I was calling my game and then kind of looking up at the TV to see what was going on and then called that historic home run too. So that's a moment I won't forget as well. But those are great moments. I love no hitters. Give me pitching duel over a 12-11 game, which it felt like we were on our way towards yesterday. The bullpen really pitched well, but give me a pitcher's duel anytime over a bunch of home runs.
Man, I sure like how that thing ended. You go down 3 before you're up to bat and find a way to scrape one out against the Cards, no less. I like it. Positive momentum.
Yeah, it was a great game last night. And then you got Corbin Burns going tonight. Really, really positive opportunity to sweep this series in St. Louis tonight.
Looking forward to the call. Jeff Levering with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Levo.
You got it. Talk to you guys next week.